哈利路亚，各位长老执事传道，各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Good evening, all the elders, deacons, pastors, and brothers and sisters.
非常感谢主有机会到我们喜瑞都教会来。
Thank God for the opportunity to come here to the Cerritos Church.
我个人觉得要到我们这里来非常不简单。
Personally, I feel that it's very difficult to arrive here.
因为在二十多年前也有到我们洛杉矶到那个箭头山那边有参加联总的那个大会。
And 20 years ago, I have been here to attend the International Assembly meetings.
没有想到经过二十多年才有机会再到我们这里来。
And I never imagined that it took me 20 plus years to come back here again.
很感谢主给我这个恩典。
And thank God for giving me the blessing.
那么今天晚上我要跟大家来分享一些主的恩典。
And tonight I would like to share God's blessings with every one of you.
我们来看诗篇116篇12节。
Let's turn to Psalm 116.
诗篇116篇12节。
Psalm chapter 116, verse 12.
这一节经文，作诗的人在问自己，也是在提醒自己。
And the psalmist here is reminding himself and also remind others.
他说，我拿什么报答主向我所赐的一切厚恩。
He wrote, "What should I render to the Lord for all His benefit toward me?"
我们来想一想，诗人为什么会提醒自己，会为这样来问自己
？Let's ask ourselves, why did the psalmist remind himself of this?
如果你从第一节看下来，你就会了解。
And if you start from verse one, you would understand.
在这一篇诗的内容当中，我们可以看出为什么他会这样问自己，提醒自己。
From the content of his psalm, we would know why he would ask himself this question.
在第一节他说，我爱主，因为他听了我的声音和我的恳求。
In verse 1, it says, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications.
那么他为了什么来向主祷告恳求呢？
What was he praying to God for?
在第三节我们可以看得出来。
In verse 3, there's the answer.
他说死亡的绳索缠绕我
The pangs of death encompass me
阴间的痛苦抓住我
And the pang of Sheol lay hold of me
他说我遭遇患难愁苦
I found trouble and sorrow
这个患难愁苦到底是他生病了或是遇到什么不如意的事情他没有写我们也不知道
And the trouble and sorrow here we don't know what he is referring to
不过从这一节经文的描写我们可以看出他的患难愁苦已经到达死亡的地步
But from what he has described here, his sorrow has reached the point of death
因为死亡的绳索已经把他缠绕了要把他拖到阴间去了
Because the threat of death is pulling him into hell
在第四节他说那时我便求告主的名
And in verse 4 it says, Then I call upon the name of the Lord
我们每一个人大概也跟诗人一样
And like the psalmist,
当我们遭遇患难愁苦的时候，我们一定会向主祷告。
When we encounter trouble and sorrow, we will pray to the Lord.
而且你会很迫切的祷告。
And we will pray with supplication.
那诗人的祷告已经蒙神垂听了。
And the prayer of the psalmist has been heard by God.
所以从第一节、第二节，我们就可以看得出来。
So in verse 1 and verse 2, we can tell.
我爱主，因为他听了我的呼求，听了我的祷告
I love the Lord because he heard my prayers.
他在患难愁苦当中向主祷告，得到主的垂听。
And in his trouble and sorrow, he prayed to God, and God heard his prayer.
而且主也拯救他脱离这个患难愁苦。
And God has pulled him away from the trouble and sorrow.
所以到第七节、第八节，我们可以看得出来。
And in verse 7 and 8, we can see.
他对自己的心说：“我的心啊，你要荣归安乐。”
And he told his soul that return to your rest.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为主用厚恩待你啊。
For the Lord has dealt bountifully with you.
因为主用厚恩待你。
Because God has dealt bountifully with you.
所以他才会提醒自己说，我要拿什么来报答主的一切厚恩。
And that's why he asked himself in verse 12, what should I render to the Lord to return the blessing?
我们看第八节，他又在描写一次神的拯救。
And in verse 8, he described the delivery of God.
在这一节我们看中文圣经有三句同样的话。
And in Chinese Bible, there's three similar sayings.
救我免了，救我免了，连续讲了三次。
He says, deliver, deliver, and deliver.
救了，救我的命，免了死亡。
He delivered me so away from death.
如果没有主的拯救，他一定会死掉了。
Without the deliverance of God, he would die.
救我的眼，免了流泪。
He delivered my eyes from tears.
如果没有主的拯救，他一定天天掉眼泪的。
Without the deliverance of God, he would have tears every day.
他说救我的脚免了跌倒。
Deliver my feet from falling.
因为主的拯救，他没有走错路，没有跌倒。
Because the deliverance of God, he saved his feet from falling.
第九节说他走在活人的道路上面了。
In verse 9, it says, I will walk before the Lord.
所以他觉得主的恩典这么大。
Blessing of God is so great.
所以他就问自己，提醒自己，我要拿什么来报答主所赐给我的一切厚恩。
And that's why in verse 12, he asked, What should I render to the Lord to return the blessing?
我们每一个人也可以想一想，你所得到的恩典到底有多大。
And each one of us should remind ourselves, how much blessing do we receive from God?
我想我们每一个人要数算的话，每一个人都可以觉得主的恩典实在太多太大了。
If we count all our blessings, we would realize how much God has blessed us.
所以我们也应该效法诗人，常常提醒自己啊。
So we should follow the psalmist and remind ourselves.
我要拿什么来报答主所赐给我一切的厚恩。
What should I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me?
我个人也觉得这几年来主耶稣给我的恩典实在太大了。
Personally, in these few years, I feel that God has blessed me greatly.
我大概每一年我都会去做健康检查。
Every year I would have a physical exam.
那健康检查的时候会抽血检验。
And they would draw blood to examine the blood.
那一般人会检查胆固醇有没有升高啦，肝指数怎么样啦，血脂肪啦，还有这个尿酸啦，都会检查这一些。
And normally they would test your cholesterol and your urine.
但是我去做健康检查的时候，医生告诉我。
But when I go to have my physical, my doctor told me.
他说年纪大了还要多检查一项。
Well, as you age, we need to examine one more thing.
我问他到底要检查什么。
And I asked him what it is.
他说要检查这个前列腺透析抗原的指数，就是PSA 的指数到底有没有升高。
We need to examine the PSA to see if it has risen.
结果我在2008年的12月份去检查。
I went in on December 2008.
那检查出来，其他的部分都很正常。
And everything was okay.
只有一项就是 PSA 的值，这个数目升高到十以上。
And the one thing that has alarmed me was the PSA number was greater than 10.
那时候医生有告诉我。
And the doctor told me then.
他说你要去找泌尿科的医生看看。
And you need to go seek a urinist.
但是因为当时的工作比较忙了，我没有时间去找其他的医生。
Because I was busy at the time, so I did not go find doctors.
那经过了半年多到2009年的七月份。
And in 2009, in July.
我又去再抽血检验一次。
I went to draw blood again.
结果那个 PSA 的值已经升高到15以上。
And the PSA number went up to 15.
当时的医生也告诉我。
And the doctor told me.
他说你要赶快去找泌尿科医生啊。
You need to go see a urologist.
但是我没有去找。
But I still did not go.
又过了两个月。
Two months has passed.
我碰到给我抽血检验那位医生。
I met this doctor again who drew my blood.
他说你有没有去看泌尿科啊？
He asked me, did you go visit the urologist?
我说没有啊。
I said no.
没有，怎么可以呢？
How can you not do it?
再抽血检验一次。
So he asked me to draw blood again.
结果那个 PSA 的值将近14。
And the PSA number was at 14.
他说你赶快去看泌尿科啊。
So he told me to go to the urologist right now.
我还是没有去看。
But I still did not go.
那么到了2009年的12月。
And in December 2009.
我的女儿她就告诉我。
My daughter told me.
因为我回检验之后我有告诉女儿。
Because after the exam, I told my daughter about what happened.
她说你经过那么多次检查，你的 PSA 那么高，医生叫你去看泌尿科，你为什么不去？
And after so many examinations, why don't you go visit the urologist?
我说我到底要去到哪一家医院啊，到找哪一个医生啊。
I told her that I don't know which hospital to go to and which doctor to visit.
她说我给你介绍一个我认识的。
And she said, I'll introduce you to somebody I know.
结果女儿就 带我去找一位姓林的泌尿科的医师。
So, my daughter took me to Dr. Lin.
那经过医师初步的检查。
And after preliminary exam.
她说你的前列腺有问题啊。
He said your prostate has problems.
所以要做更彻底的检查。
So you need to have a more thorough exam.
要做切片检查。
You need to have biopsy.
那2009年的十二月底，我就退休了。
And in the end of December in 2009, I retired.
因为台湾总会规定满65岁一定要退休。
Because Taiwan GA require anyone who is 65 years old to mandatorily retire.
所以2009年的十二月底，我就退休。
So end of December in 2009, I retired.
那我想啊，退休以后有很多时间了，要看医生就看吧。
So I thought to myself, after I retired, I have all the time in the world to visit doctors.
那医生安排我在一月份做切片检查。
So the doctor arranged me to have biopsy in January.
那切片检查过了两个礼拜之后。
And after biopsy, after 2 weeks of biopsy,
我去看报告。
I went to look at the report.
那医生告诉我啊，你的前列腺有癌细胞。
And he told me that your prostate, you have prostate cancer.
一般人听到有癌细胞、有癌症啊，一定很忧愁的。
And most people after they hear that they're diagnosed with cancer, they would be worried.
因为很多人是因为癌症而死掉的。
Because many people die from the disease.
在台湾来讲，癌症死掉的死亡率也是很高。
And in Taiwan, the death rate of cancer is very, very high.
所以听到癌症，大家都会害怕。
So everybody is afraid of cancer.
但是我去看报告的那一天。
But the day that I went to look at the report,
我正好也跟人家约好了，要到中南部的，这个有一个教会啊，我要去那边啊做安息日的讲道。
And they had arranged me to give sermon in the southern part of Taiwan on that day.
就是中南部有一个以武教会了哈。
And the church is EU Church.
那因为安息日安排在那边讲道，所以我星期五就要去。
Because I was assigned to give sermon on Sabbath, so I arrived there on Friday.
我去看报告那一天是星期五。
And the day I went to look at the report was also on Friday.
医生跟我讲啊，你前列腺有癌细胞啊。
Doctor told me that you have prostate cancer.
所以还要做更彻底的检查。
We need to have more exams.
看到底要怎么处理。
And to see what treatment we need to plan.
我听了报告之后。
After I heard the plan or the report.
因为我是传道人。
Because I'm a pastor.
所以我一点都没有害怕。
And I was not worried or afraid at all.
我想我们人的生命在神的手中。
And I know that our life is in the hand of God.
主耶稣要你活着，你就可以活着啊。
If Jesus wants you to live, you will live.
那如果要让我们回天家休息，那超过65岁也可以回家了。
And if he wants to take us back home, then I'm 65 years old, I can go home.
所以我是看得很开啊，我没有忧愁啊。
So I was very optimistic, I was not worried at all.
那我去看了报告之后，我就开车到中南部的以武教会。
And after seeing the medical report, I drove down to the church.
当时这个负担的传道，黄传道在那边迎接我。
And the resident pastor, Pastor Huang, was there greeting me.
他问我你今天啊，为什么现在才来？
He asked me, what took you so long to get here?
我说我去看检验报告啊。
I said, I went to look at my medical report.
我现在参加癌症俱乐部了。
And now I'm a member of the cancer club.
感谢主了，我们传道人，这个有时候会开开玩笑。
And sometimes as a pastor, you need to be humorous.
那当天晚上就讲到了，安息日我也讲到了。
And that night I gave sermon, and also the following day.
我一点都没有忧愁。
And I was not worried.
后来再经过一个礼拜。
And after a week.
就又到医院去做彻底的检查。
I went to the hospital to get a more thorough exam.
又做磁振造影啦，核磁医学共振的这个全身骨头关节扫描。
And I had many exams, including exams of my bones.
感谢主了，这个报告出来啊。这个癌细胞是没有扩散到别的地方。
And thank God, after the exams, the cancer cell did not spread.
只有在前列腺的部分。
And it only reside in the prostate area.
医生就跟我讲啊。
And the doctor told me.
他说，既然有前列腺癌，那最好的方法就是把前列腺整个切除。
And the best solution to get rid of prostate cancer is to cut away the cancer area.
所以就要安排住院，然后要开刀把前列腺切除。
So he admitted me into the hospital to have this procedure done.
当时我跟医生谈了很多问题啊。
And at the time, I asked a lot of questions.
我问他你要用什么方法来开刀切除。
And I asked him, what way do you get rid of this cancer cell?
那因为我的医生啊，他年纪比较大。
Because my primary doctor, his age is older.
他也喜欢用传统的开刀方式。
He likes the traditional way.
他说不要用新的仪器。
And he said not to use the new technologies.
我们用传统开刀从肚脐上面开下来，差不多这么长的。
And he said we will cut underneath the stomach about 8 inches.
他说打开以后，我眼睛可以看得很清楚啊，那到底什么地方有问题，所以把它切掉。
And after we open up, then we can see where the cancer cells are, and then we can remove it.
那我问他这个传统开刀啊，那这样要住医院啊，要住多久啊
？And I asked him, how long do I need to stay in the hospital afterwards?
他说开刀住院哦，要两个礼拜以上，大概要15天才可以出院。
And he said, at least 15 days.
哦，那就安排哈，在这个2010年的3月底开刀。
So I had the operation in 2010.
因为我1月份做切片检查。
And in January I had the biopsy.
他说刚刚做过切片检查，要经过3个月才可以开刀。
And after biopsy, you need at least 3 months to have the surgery.
所以我就在3月底就住院去开刀。
So at the end of March, I was admitted into the hospital and have the surgery.
那么这个当中，他有开药给我吃。
And at the time, he prescribed some medication for me.
我也问医生啊，开刀之后有什么问题吗
？And I asked him, are there side effects in these medicine?
他说把前列腺切除哈，有很多人会因为这样而尿失禁。
And after a removal of the prostate, a lot of people would have trouble urinating.
这个尿失禁就是没有办法控制排尿。
And that means you cannot control your own urine.
那就要包尿布啊。
Then that means you have to use adult diapers.
这个小孩子包尿布是很正常
It's normal for babies to have diapers.
但是老人在包尿布那就不方便了。
But it's very inconvenient for older person to have adult diapers.
而且要出门的话，这个很麻烦了。
And whenever you want to leave the home, it's very inconvenient.
所以我听医生跟我讲会有这个尿失禁的后遗症，我心里就有一点害怕。
After hearing the symptom of the surgery, then I began to worry.
在没有开刀之前呢
，before the surgery,
我就很认真的啊，特别啊，天天都很认真祷告。
I pray especially hard for the surgery.
我向主耶稣祈求
，and I ask God.
我说求主帮助我，让我这个开刀能够很顺利。
And I ask God to take care of me through the surgery process.
如果你还有工作要我做。
If you still have work for me to do,
还要我到别的地方去为你工作。
If you need me to work elsewhere,
我希望主能够帮助我，让我开刀之后没有尿失禁的后遗症。
And I hope that after the surgery, I would not have problem controlling my urine.
也求主帮助我这个开刀顺利哈，将来可以很快的身体恢复健康，可以为主工作。
And I ask God to recover quickly so I can work for God again.
那我天天都这样祷告。
And I pray each day like this.
结果到3月底去开刀。
And at the end of March, I went in for surgery.
我的医生是长老会的信徒。
And my surgical doctor, he is a Presbyterian believer.
他也知道我是传道人退休的。
And he knows I am an retired minister.
所以他平常他都叫我牧师。
So a lot of times he would call me a preacher.
他说要开刀之前，我们来做一个祷告。
And he said before the surgery, let's pray.
这本来就要祷告嘛，
And of course we need to pray.
他说他要帮我祷告。
He said he would pray for me.
我说好啊。
I said okay.
结果他们长老或者是用悟性祷告。
And Presbyterian, the way they pray is with understanding.
所以先做一个悟性祷告，然后再送到开刀房去开刀。
So we had a prayer of understanding, and I went into the surgery room.
我感谢主了，那一次开刀很顺利。
And thank God, the surgery went smoothly.
当这个麻醉剂醒来过了之后，那个护士小姐来叫我，我很大声的这个她问我你叫什么名字，我很大声报我的名字。
And when the anesthesia went away, The nurse came and asked my name, and I replied loudly.
他说你这个人精神那么好。
And the nurse said, "Well, you are full of energy."
感谢主哈，这个开刀很顺利。
And thank God the surgery went smoothly.
那么住院十五天啊，哈，就出院了。
And after 15 more days in the hospital, I was discharged.
要出院之前，医生告诉我。
And before I was discharged, the doctor told me.
他说前列腺切除了。
And now that your prostate has been removed.
但是还有一些癌细胞没有拿掉。
And there are still some cancer cell that has not been removed.
所以还要安排一个时间做一次这个内视镜的刮除手术。
We need to schedule another appointment to remove these cells.
结果我在九月份又去医院住院做内视镜的这个刮除的这手术。
In September, I went back into the hospital to have the surgery again.
结果医生告诉我，刮出来都没有癌细胞了。
And he told me whatever he removed did not have any cancer cell in them.
他说，但是还有一些刮不到的。
But there are some that he could not reach.
我说怎么那么麻烦呢？
And I asked him how come it's so difficult.
后来我才知道。
And later I realized.
我那个医生很谨慎啊。
This doctor was very careful.
他恐怕我会尿失禁，所以他很小心啊。
And he do not want me to lose control of my urine, so he was being very careful.
问他还有留下癌细胞怎么办啊？
And I asked him, so what do we do with the cancer cell that's remain in me?
他说要做电疗，就是放射性的那个放射线的治疗。
And he said, we probably need to do chemotherapy.
有一台机器叫做亚瑟刀啊，就是6D 的六个角度的。
And there is a machine that is six angles.
我去做放射治疗，总共做了32次。
So I went and have 32 chemotherapy sessions.
每天都要去。
And I need to go every day.
只有安息日跟星期天休息。
Only Sabbath and Sunday.
所以32次已经做了一个多月。
That I do not need to go. So 32, that means it's over a month.
感谢主，做了一个多月之后。
And after a month.
那医生再给我做一次核磁共振全身的这个扫描。
And the doctor gave me an entire body scan.
医生告诉我现在通通没有问题了。
And he told me that I'm cancer free.
很感谢主啊。
And thank God.
从那个时候开始。
And after that.
我这个身体慢慢的复原。
My body has recovered very quickly.
到现在我都不用吃药了。
And until today, I do not take any medication.
而且没有尿失禁。
And I still have control of my urine.
身体很健康。
And I'm very healthy.
所以要到什么地方都没有问题。
And I can go anywhere I want to go.
感谢主，从台湾坐飞机，坐十一个小时哈。
And thank God, the flight from Taiwan to here is 11 hours.
当然睡了一个晚上，起来也没有什么时差的感觉。
And after a good night's sleep, I did not have any jet lag.
我觉得这个主的恩典实在太大了。
And I thank God for His blessings.
我过去很喜欢读诗篇。
And in the past, I really like to read Psalm.
诗篇116篇不知道读了几次了。
And I don't know how many times I read Psalms 116.
但是后来我又读一读。
But then I read it again.
我发现我跟诗人也有同样的感觉。
I realized I have the same feeling with the psalmist.
这个作诗人在患难愁苦的时候向主祷告。
And in the time of sorrow, the psalmist prayed to God.
结果得到主的拯救。
And he was delivered by God.
那我虽然不是那么严重了。
Even though I'm not in such big trouble as the psalmist.
但是讲起来也是很严重。
But still, to me, it's important.
因为后来我才慢慢看了很多报告才知道。
And afterwards, I read many reports and I realized.
这个前列腺切除手术大概有一半以上的人都会尿失禁。
50% of the people who had prostate surgery lose control of their urine.
感谢主，我不是在那个尿失禁的行列里面。
Thank God I'm not in that 50%.
这是主的恩典。
And this is a blessing of God.
这开刀很顺利也是主的恩典。
And the surgery went very smoothly. This is also the blessing of God.
身体复原很快，是主的恩典。
And I recovered very quickly. This is also the blessing of God.
还有更大的恩典，我的癌细胞没有扩散到别的部分。
And the greatest blessing is that my cancer cell did not spread to my body.
因为前列腺癌，有的人癌细胞扩散到尿道、睾丸、膀胱，有的人就到死亡的地步了。
And many people, when they have prostate cancer, it would spread to other part of the body, and then they would die.
但是感谢主，我都没有问题了。
But thank God that did not happen to me.
所以我觉得好像诗人一样，从死亡的边缘回来啊。
So I feel like I went to the shadow of death and came back.
主的恩典实在太大了。
And God's blessing is so great.
所以我也提醒自己了。
So I remind myself.
我要拿什么来报答主所赐的一切厚恩？
What should I render to the Lord for His benefit toward me?
我觉得我们大家也都应该是这样子才对了。
I feel that everybody should have the same feeling.
我们每一个人所得的恩典各不相同。
And everyone received different blessings from God.
但是每一个人都要报答主的恩典。
But everybody need to repay.
那我们来看一看诗篇116篇的作者怎么样来报答主的厚恩。
Let's see how this psalmist in Psalm chapter 116 repaid the blessing of God.
我觉得他报答主的厚恩的方法可以做我们很好的模范。
And the way he repaid the love of God can be our example.
我们来看13节。
Let's read verse 13.
诗篇116篇13节。
Psalm 116 verse 13.
这一节经文是他第一个报恩的方法。
And this is his first way of repaying the blessing of God.
我要汲取救恩的杯，要高举神的救恩呢。
I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord.
我要来称扬主的名了。
And I will pay my vow to the Lord.
我们今天每一个人都一样。
And it's the same for everyone.
我们得到主的恩典，你要到处去宣扬啊。
And when we receive the blessing of God, you need to proclaim it.
也就是说，你要做蒙恩的见证。
That means you need to testify for the Lord.
我今天早上有看到我们后面有一张我们教会的这个什么月刊还是什么周刊吧？
This morning I saw the newsletter placed in the back.
那里面也有一篇见证。
And there was a testimony in there.
对啊，我们得到恩典要做见证啊。
And after we receive the blessing, we need to testify for the Lord.
所以我觉得我得到恩典也应该做见证。
So I think after I receive the blessing of God, I need to testify.
所以只要有机会的话，我都会把我的见证讲出来。
If I have the opportunity, I would tell my story.
到处宣扬主的救恩呢。
And to spread the salvation of God to everyone.
在马可福音第五章里面有记载。
In Mark chapter 5, it says,
格拉森的患鬼的得到医治之后。
And the demon possessed received the healing.
他本来想要跟从主。
He wanted to follow Jesus.
但是主耶稣告诉他。
But Jesus told him,
那你回去啊。
Go home.
向你的这个亲戚朋友啊，将主在你身上所行的奇妙的事把它讲出来。
Tell all that has happened to you to everyone in around you.
结果这个人真的回家了。
So he went home.
他在迪加波利，包括十座城啊，在那边宣扬主的救恩呢。
In ten cities, he proclaimed the salvation of God.
我们也可以想一想啊。
And likewise,
我得到主的恩典，我有为主做见证吗
？When we receive the blessing of God, did we proclaim it for him?
我曾经讲出来告诉别人吗
？Did I tell anyone?
我有没有高举神的救恩呢
？Did I raise the salvation of God?
这是第一个报恩的方法。
This is how you repay the love of God.
第二个报恩的方法。
The second way to repay the love of God.
就是十四节所记载的。
It's recorded in verse 14.
他说：“我要在他众民面前向主还我的愿。”
I will pay my vow to the Lord in the presence of all people.
这里讲到还愿，可见这个诗人他在患难愁苦的时候曾经向神许过愿。
And here it says, I will pay my vow. That means in the time of trouble, he made a vow to the Lord.
那他到底许了什么愿？
What vow did he make to the Lord?
圣经没有写，我们也不知道。
And it did not say, so we don't know.
但是既然许了愿就应该还愿。
So even though he made a vow, so he needs to repay it.
所以许愿还愿，这个也是报恩呢。
So making a vow and repaying it, it's a way of repaying God's love.
许愿一定要还呢。
When you make a vow, you need to pay it back.
圣经告诉我们，许愿如果不还，那不如不许就好了。
Bible says if you do not return the vow, then it's better not to give a vow.
曾经有一个弟兄问我。
And there's a brother that asked me once.
他说我们祷告的时候是不是要许个愿这个主耶稣才会听我们的呼求。
And he asked me, when we pray, do we need to give a vow to the Lord so God will listen to us?
我说要不要许愿那是你自己决定啊。
And I told him, it's really up to you.
主耶稣也没有说你一定要许愿我才听你的祷告啊。
Jesus did not say you have to make a vow for me to listen to you.
我们祷告蒙神垂听最主要的条件就是你要有信心，真正来依靠主。
The most important criteria is to have faith when you pray to the Lord.
如果你没有信心，你没有依靠，你许什么愿都没有用的。
And if you do not have the faith when you pray, no matter what kind of vow you make, God will not hear.
所以要不要许愿，自己可以决定。
So it's not that it's not up to you.
但是你一旦许了愿，你就要还了。
So if you make a vow, you have to pay it back.
这个诗人他说我要还愿。
And the psalmist says, I will pay my vows.
而且他的还愿呢，不是随随便便。
And he did not do it haphazardly.
他说要在他众民面前来还愿。
He said he needed to do it in the presence of all his people.
再跳过来看十八、十九这两节。
And if we jump to verses 18 and 19,
他说要在众民面前。
And I will pay my vow in the presence of people.
要在这个主的圣殿的院内。
And in the presence of the Lord's house.
在耶路撒冷众民当中来还愿。
In the midst of the Jerusalem.
可见他的还愿是很诚心甘愿的。
And so we can see that the way he repays vow is very genuine.
而且是很公开的在众民面前来还愿哦。
And he did it publicly.
我们也可以想一想哦。
So we can think.
你在患难愁苦向主祷告的时候，曾经许过愿吗？
When you're in trouble and sorrow, did you make a vow to the Lord?
那你许了愿，你有没有还呢
？And if you did you repay the vow?
我刚才讲过。
And I said earlier.
在开刀之前
，before the surgery.
我向主祷告。
I pray to the Lord.
主啊，如果你还要用我
，God, if you still want to use me,
那让我开刀顺利。
Let me have a
surgery. 让我没有尿失禁的后遗症。
That I can still control my urine.
结果这些我都得到了。
And I receive all of it.
我也是好像向神许了个愿一样啊。
It's like I make a vow to the Lord.
所以我虽然退休了
，Even though I'm now retired，
但是各地教会啊打电话有什么邀请要我去讲习啦，要我去做专题那个讲道啦，我都很快的就答应的。
But if churches or anywhere they would like to me to go give sermon or give seminars, I would do it happily.
所以虽然退休，也可以说退而不休。
And even though I'm retired, but I'm not completely retired.
这一个月当中好几个礼拜，有时候都到处跑。
And in one month, in many of the weeks, I would run and go everywhere.
感谢主，还有机会到我们美国来参加会议。
And thank God, I still have the opportunity to come to U.S. to attend meetings.
这一切都是主的恩典。
And all these are the blessings of God.
许愿一定要还愿。
If you make a vow, you need to repay the vow.
你不还愿，你干脆不要许愿啊。
If you don't return the vow, then it's better not to make a vow.
这是第二个报恩的方法。
This is the second way to repay the love of God.
再看十五节到十六节。
And let's look at verses 15 and 16.
这两节可以说是他第三个报恩的方法。
And these two verses encompass the third way he repaid the love of God.
如果你先看十六节，再看十五节，会比较容易了解。
If you read 16 before 15, you would understand.
在十六节，这个诗人他一直强调。
And in verse 16, the psalmist emphasized.
他是主的仆人。
He is the servant of the Lord.
他说：“我真是你的仆人。”
I am your servant.
我是你的仆人。
I'm your servant.
我是你背你的儿子，背你的儿子也是仆人啊。
I'm the son of your maid servant. He's still the servant.
他三次强调他是主的仆人。
And three times he mentioned that he is God's servant.
那为什么这个作诗的人会讲这样的话
？Why did the psalmist say this？
我想这个跟摩西所颁布的律法应该有一点关系。
I think it has to do with the law of Moses.
在出埃及记的二十一章啊。
In Exodus chapter 20,
有记载律法的规定了。
And it has the laws.
他说你如果买一个希伯来人来做你的仆人
，If you buy a Hebrew to be your servant,
那么他要为你工作六年
，And he will work for you for six years.
那到第七年他就可以自由回家
，And on the seventh year he is free to go.
如果他孤身一个人来
，And if he come by himself,
那第七年他可以自由的回去
，And the seventh year he could return by himself.
如果他带着妻子儿女过来。
If he came with a wife,
那么服侍你六年，到第七年，他也可以带着妻子儿女回家。
And on the seventh year, he would return home with his wife and family.
如果他一个人来
，If he come by himself,
他为你工作啦
，He worked.
那么主人非常爱他
，The master loved the servant.
对他很好
，And he treated him well.
然后又给他娶妻子啦，他又生了孩子啦
，And he gave the servant a wife and also children.
当他满六年，第七年要回去的时候
，And on the seventh year when he's ready to leave,
按照律法规定，他一个人可以回去
，And under the law he could return by himself.
但是妻子儿女要留下来
，But the wife and children must stay.
那你想一想
And so think,
这个仆人会有什么决定呢？
What would the servant do?
他会一个人自由回家吗
？Would he go home by himself?
会把妻子儿女留在主人那边吗
？Would he leave the wife and the children at the master's home?
一定不会这样嘛
？He would not do it.
他会感激主人的恩典呢
？And he would repay the blessing of God or the master.
我在服侍六年当中，我给我娶妻又生了孩子啦。
In my 6 years of servitude, he gave me a wife and children.
主人对我这么好。
And the master treated me so well.
所以我干脆留下来好了。
So I might as well stay.
他告诉主人我要留下来。
And he told the master, I would like to stay.
因为留下来可以跟妻子儿女住在一起啊。
Because if he stays, then he could be with his wife and family.
那么他决定要留下来。
And if he stays,
那主人说好了，那么我们请审判官来裁定哦。
And we would ask the judge.
哦，那审判官裁定他可以留下来。
And the judge says he could stay.
那主人要把这个仆人带到门的旁边。
And the master needs to take the servant next to the door.
用锥子啊，在他耳朵给他钻一个洞，
and he would,
做记号。
He would pierce a hole through his earlobe.
摩西律法里面有这样的规定。
And this is under the Moses law.
那么现在我们看十六节，你就会了解了。
And now, if you look at verse 16, you would understand.
这个作诗的人，他觉得主的恩典实在太大了。
And the psalmist realized the blessing of God is great.
主这么爱我。
And God loved me so much.
把我从死亡的边缘拯救过来。
He delivered me from death.
所以我甘愿永远都做主的仆人呢。
So I rather am willing to be his servant forever.
所以这一节经文他三次强调我是你的仆人呢。
And in verse 16, he emphasized three times that he is the servant.
为什么呢？
Why?
在十六节的最后一句话。
And it's the last word in verse 16.
他说你已经解开我的绑锁。
You have loosed my bonds.
啊，这个跟第三节的头一句话正好是相对的。
And this has its direct contrast with the verse 3.
第三节头一句话说死亡的绳索缠绕我。
And verse 3, in the beginning, the pangs of death encompass me.
那么这一条绳索主已经把我解开了。
And he has loosened this thread.
我已经脱离死亡的捆绑了。
And I have loosened from the bonds.
所以我要奉献自己做主的永远的仆人呢。
So I would like to be his servant forever.
所以他才会强调，我真是你的仆人。
And that's why he emphasized that truly I am your servant.
他为主工作一直到最后了。
He will work for God till the end.
永远做主的仆人了。
And he will be God's servant forever.
那这样有一天他离世不是非常有价值吗？
And one day when he leaves this world, isn't it very worthy?
所以你在读十五节你就了解了。
If you come back and read verse 15, you would understand.
在主的眼中看圣民的时极为宝贵。
Precious is the sight of the Lord.
这是诗人报恩的方法。
This is how the psalmist repay the love of God.
他立志永远做主的仆人。
He determined to be God's servant forever.
我们今天也是一样。
And likewise today.
我们得到主的恩典，
when we receive,
你一定要报答。
When we receive the blessing of God, we need to repay.
你不能把主的恩典忘掉啊。
You cannot forget the blessings of God.
你要到处去宣扬啊，做见证啊。
And you need to tell everybody and testify for the Lord.
如果你有喜悦，你要还啊。
If you make a vow, you need to repay the vow.
但是你应该做主的仆人啊。
And you need to be the servant of God.
我要立志做主的仆人。
I want to determine myself to be the servant of God.
当主耶稣要用我的时候，
If Jesus wants to use me,
那我就没有条件来为主工作。
Then I would do it willingly.
我要奉献我的时间，我要奉献我的力量，我要奉献我的金钱。
I will give him my time, my strength, my money.
我要永远做主的仆人来报答主的恩典呢。
I want to be his servant forever to repay his blessings.
这是第三个报恩的方法。
This is the third way to repay the love of God.
第四个报恩的方法。
The fourth way.
在十七节记载的。
It's recorded in verse 17.
他说：“我要以感谢为祭献给你啊。”
I would offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
他要向神献上感谢的祭。
And he would offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord.
这个感谢祭就是利未记里面所记载的平安祭啊。
And the sacrifice of thanksgiving, it's what in Leviticus says.
他喜宴了，得到平安了，他要献平安祭啊，献感谢祭啊。
And when he received the peace, he would offer the peace offering.
那古代啊，他们可以献牛，也可以献羊。
And in the ancient time, they would offer cows and
那献平安祭之后，可以跟大家一起分享这个祭物。
And after you sacrifice, you make the sacrifice, you can share the food.
我们可以想一想，如果奉献一头牛啊，或是奉献一头羊啊，一家人一定吃不完的。
And imagine if you offer a cow or a sheep, the whole family can eat.
所以他要叫亲戚朋友大家一起来分享啊。
And they cannot finish, so they have to ask everybody else to come.
那么大家来分享鸡肉的时候就会问啊，你今天到底干什么啊？
And when everybody comes and eat, they would ask, what did you do today?
借这个机会他也可以把主的恩典再讲一次啊。
And he would take this opportunity to tell them the blessings of God.
我们今天也是一样。
And likewise today.
我们现在不必献牛，也不必献羊了。
And today we do not offer cows and sheep.
但是最低限度你可以做感恩奉献，奉献你的金钱啊。
But at the very minimum, you can offer money to the Lord.
你有没有向主献上感谢的祭呢？
Did you offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord?
这是报恩的第四个方法。
This is a way to repay the love of God.
诗人有四种报恩的方法。
And there are four ways the psalmist repay the love of God.
我觉得可以做我们大家很好的参考。
And I think it's a very good reminder for us.
我们个人所得的恩典不一样。
And everybody receives different blessings from God.
那你的报恩的方法，你也可以自己选择不一样。
And you can have your own way to repay the love of God.
但是你总不能把主的恩典忘掉啊。
But the one thing you cannot do is to forget the blessings of God.
好，我们再读这一篇诗，你会发现。
And when you read this chapter, you can find out.
这个诗人他一次蒙恩，让他的信心更加坚强。
And after he received one blessing from God, his faith increased drastically.
而且他对主更有依靠的心。
And he has more heart to rely on the Lord.
我们再 看第二节。
And let's read verse 2.
他说他既向我侧耳听我的祷告，所以我一生要求告他。
Because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live.
在17节下半节又讲了。
And in the latter half of verse 17, he says,
又要求告主的名。
And will call upon the name of the Lord.
因为他的祷告蒙主垂听了。
Because God has heard his prayers.
他从死亡的边缘能够被主拯救回来了。
And he, from the line of death, God rescued him.
所以有了一次的蒙恩的经验。
And because of this blessing.
让他对主的认识更加坚强啊。
And he knows the Lord much, all the much more.
让他以后有更加依靠的心啊。
And in the future, he will rely more on the Lord.
我想我们每一个人都一样的。
And I think it's the same for everybody.
你有一次的蒙恩的经验。
When you receive one great blessing from God.
你觉得主这么爱我啊。
God loves me so much.
他也是听祷告的神。
And he's the God that listens to prayers.
他也是大有能力行神迹的主。
He's the God with a lot of strength.
所以我以后有什么问题，我要向主祷告啊。
And in the future, when I have problems, I will pray to Him.
我要求告主的名，我一生都要求告他。
And I will call upon the name of the Lord forever.
感谢主了。
And thank God.
主给我们这么大的恩典。
God gives us so much blessings.
我们每一个人都要常常像诗人一样提醒自己。
We need to remind ourselves like the psalmist.
我拿什么来报答主所赐的一切厚恩？
What should I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me?
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let's sing Him.
394首。
394。
394首。
394。
等一下我们要唱副歌的时候
And when we sing the refrain,
我们会唱291首的第三节的副歌哈。
And we will sing the third verse of 291.
我们的副歌哈。好，我们来唱赞美诗394首。
394。Thanks to God for my Redeemer, thanks for God out there's provide. Thanks for stars above the memory, thanks for Jesus by my side.
感谢神赐春暖秋凉，感谢神是我支柱。感谢神的马克，感谢神是我爱所，感谢神他高莫言神，感谢神最贵最难，感谢神他曾经回答，感谢神他的公义，感谢神。感谢神宽容慈悲，感谢神担当天门雪，感谢神无边的美，感谢神是玫瑰花香，感谢神开花残叶，感谢神每天出发而散。Thanks for hope, that sweet refrain. Thanks for joy, and thanks for sorrow. Thanks for heavenly peace within. Thanks for hope in the tomorrow. 感谢神，直到永远。
好，我们现在要一起来感谢祷告。
We will now offer the prayer of thanksgiving.
我们如果遇到什么患难，有什么疾病，我们会向主恳求。
And when we face problems or disease, we can ask God for help.
我们的主是垂听祷告的主。
And our God is one that hears prayers.
我们可以像诗人一样得到主的恩典。
And we can receive the blessing of God like the psalmist.
求主帮助。
May God help us.
让我们得到恩典之后会向主来报答。
So when we receive His blessing, we will repay His blessings.
我们还为着教会的圣工发展祷告。
And pray for the progress of the church work.
请为这几天年总要举开的各项会议祷告。
And I humbly ask everybody to pray for the meetings in these couple of days.
让我们在会议当中每一个人都能够按照主的旨意来发言。
And in the meeting, everybody will speak in the will of God.
能够做出最好的决定。
So that we can make the best decision.
让我们的圣工能够兴旺发展。
So our holy work will prosper.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。